Dr. Tansal Rahman is the member for the Darwin electorate of Fong Lim, and he chairs the parliamentary committee that's responsible for this voluntary assisted dying consultation. Dr. Rahman, hello.
Good morning, Meredith.
In a nutshell, what is this new consultation about?
On the 14th of May, the Attorney-General sent an inquiry to the Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee to undertake an inquiry into the final report of the expert panel from 2024. The terms of the reference for the inquiry, in summary, were to firstly prepare a consultation paper, secondly to consult with communities, particularly in remote areas, thirdly to evaluate VAD models, fourthly, to identify NT-specific VAD challenges, and fifthly, and uniquely, if appropriate, to provide drafting instructions for model legislation.
Why was there a need, in your view, to especially pay renewed attention to the views of people in remote communities?
I think there was a view from some people in the government and perhaps in the wider community that the consultations that had been done to date didn't pay adequate attention to the voices of people in remote areas. All parliamentary committees respond to work that is given to them. And so what we are seeking to do is, within the terms of reference, do the best possible job we can to progress the issue of VAD for Territorians.
So far, this committee's been meeting since May, as you said. What's happened to this point?
Quite a lot. The committee's been working cooperatively and constructively in good faith to progress the inquiry. We've met a number of times in July. Initially, a consultation paper was put together, which was released on the 14th of July. I wrote to approximately 250 organisations at that time to encourage them to take part in the inquiry by way of a written submission. Written submissions are open until the 15th of this month, and there's also a VAD hotline which we've created to allow people to phone in to make a contribution if they'd like. In addition to that consultation paper, there's a short consultation guide which was also released on the 14th of July, and that guide is being translated by Aboriginal Interpreter Services and Translation Services for use and distribution in remote Aboriginal communities, as well as culturally and linguistically diverse communities. We've also endorsed an inquiry plan and appointed some specialist technical advisors to assist us with the legal and medical side of our inquiry. And as of today, we will be beginning the actual public hearings and community consultations, which will take place over all of August across the Territory.
I'd like to come to those public hearings in just a moment, Dr. Rahman, but you mentioned writing and inviting written submissions from upwards of 200 organisations. The last time I checked, there were written submissions from perhaps 25, 26, fewer than 30 written submissions to this point. Are you concerned at all that there might be a submission fatigue around this issue? After all, that very extensive consultation that did run last year involved a lot of written submissions from presumably many of the same organisations.
Well, we certainly welcome submissions from as many Territorians as are willing to make them. I think what's important to note with this inquiry is it's not being put in place to replace all previous work that's been done over the best part of 30 years, including the inquiry from 2024. It's to do a final sweep of consultations to gather some supplementary information to add to that body of knowledge. And so if people have put submissions forward in the past to other inquiries, they're most welcome to resubmit those to our inquiry formally as well. But everything that comes to us now will form part of the evidence base that will contribute towards the report that we write and hopefully model instructions, drafting instructions for model legislation.
In terms of what a general member of the public might want to contribute to this process, Dr. Rahman, you mentioned there's a phone number, a hotline, there's an email address. People have till the middle of this month to get in touch by those means. But step me through what's involved in the public hearings that are going to be held. What can someone expect if they attend one of those?
Well, the main manner by which we are seeking contributions is written submissions and verbal submissions. The public hearings that we are conducting are very much about listening to what Territorians have to say on the ground in places where perhaps there hadn't been a lot of consultation done in the past. So I've had a lot of questions about how we've selected individual locations, if you like. And what we've had to do is think about the population size of a remote community, the representative geographic spread, its demographic characteristics, incidence rates of long-term health conditions, logistics and feasibility, and of course the willingness and readiness and availability of communities to be consulted on VAT. Obviously, we cannot be everywhere across the territory within a month. So what we've tried to do is make sure that we cover as much of the territory as we reasonably can to get a representative spread of information.
Here in Central Australia, the current list includes Aliquarung, here in Alice Springs, Umblatawatch, Papunya and Tennant Creek. I'm also aware that, and this is from your own press release, Dr. Rahman, that Santa Teresa Ginger Porter was also initially included in that list but declined, or local parties declined to be consulted in this particular way. Can you tell me more about what happened there and why?
Sure. Initially, we identified Maningrida, Santa Teresa and Warramyanga as three places of interest. At the request of local parties, we have decided not to go to those areas, essentially because of sorry business and because community representatives have indicated that now is not an appropriate time to be consulting on VAD on location. We still expect that some of those communities will provide submissions in writing. We will be, in place of going to those places, finding alternative locations where some remote areas are asking for additional consultation time, for example, in the Roper Gulf region.
Right. You said this was a listening exercise. If somebody comes along, will the whole committee be present? What's actually the agenda in rough form for those public hearings?
Well, all of the committee members and I are very committed to this process and have made ourselves essentially available to be on the road for all of August. So people who attend the hearings will see all five of the committee members, as well as the secretariat and interpreter services who are working with us. We'll be focusing our inquiry around the four key questions that are identified in the consultation paper, and really listening to people's stories about how they feel about whether there should be legislation in this space, who should be eligible, what checks and balances should be in place. And all of our thinking, I should add, is framed around the 22 recommendations of the Independent Expert Panel Report from 2024, which is very much the basis for our inquiry.
And when will this committee, your committee, be providing its report to the Parliament? Is there a time frame on that, Dr. Rahman?
We have just provided a first interim report on the 30th of July, which was essentially outlining our actions to date and forthcoming plans. We will, at the end of August, assess where we are at in terms of data collection, and by the end of September, we will report back to the Parliament and the Attorney General again. What happens thereafter is very much in the hands of the government and dependent on, of course, the contents of any report. Our job is to make sure that we fulfil the terms of reference and get this issue to the stage where the government can consider whether or not implementing legislation of sorts is appropriate.
Dr. Tenzil Rahman, thank you for talking through it, and I look forward to staying in touch as this consultation unfolds. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time, Meredith.
And if you'd like to contribute to the current consultation, you can do that with the VAD hotline on 08 8946 1442 or send a written submission to la.vad@nt.gov.au. The deadline for those submissions is the 15th of this month.
You're listening to Meredith Lake on ABC Alice Springs.